It seems just as we are getting used to one new item joining the shared economy, another one pops into the picture, and we start sharing all over again. But will this be the case with what seems to be a new initiative from some companies to start sharing a charger for your phone? Will this kind of sharing have a future in the world of tomorrow? Guys, what's going on?
Well, the sharing economy, also known as the share economy or collaborative consumption, refers to a new economic format that uses network information technology to optimize the allocation of dispersed resources through internet platforms to improve the efficiency of resource utilization. For instance, the most well-known example of sharing economy is sharing bags, and such as Mobike and OFO that we can see on the streets. At the same time, for example, now we are seeing a new phenomenon, which is sharing portable charger.
You know, I the reason why I want to jump in there, because we're talking just of the initial sharing economy. I want to share my thoughts on the sharing economy, because I think it's a cool thing, but sometimes... And I think the reason why maybe, Bob, I haven't seen these pictures, but maybe if, you know, we're thinking along the same lines here. You know, I like this idea of shared bikes, but at some point, walking down the sidewalk is impossible when there's tons of shared bikes in my path.
That's something I hate recently,
And, you know, even just, you know, in the area I live in, it's there's now so many more people riding bikes. That's great. Get your exercise. But, you know, walking's not evil either. Walking's not the worst. You know, maybe you get there a little bit slower. But at the same time, there's so many more bikes in my area because it's kind of a nicer area. There's some parks and whatnot. These bikes, you know, people will get out of the bike lane. They'll get on the sidewalk. And sometimes it's a little dangerous, especially if there's little kids walking around or people just not paying attention. So I think, you know, I'm skeptical of all things we talk about, the sharing economy, especially these bikes. I'm a little skeptical. And I'll tell you what, New Hong Lin, because we had a little talk before the show. I'm skeptical, girl, of these mobile phone chargers.
I get you're skeptical because you repeat the word skeptical so many times. And as the businessman sees the opportunity of shared bike, other businessmen are seeing the opportunity of the shared power bank. Because according to Beijing News, it was found that during the Double 11 in 2013, within only 24 hours, 2 million portable chargers were sold in total on Taobao. And also in 2017, the number of global people using portable chargers is close to 5 billion. And in China, the number is over 1.3 billion charger. There are more than 10 billion charging behavior every day in average. And that is why all these businessmen believe that if you need to charge your phone and you forgot to bring your own charger with you, we can provide you with that.
Nope, I think the worst enemy to these mobile phone charging stations, the mobile chargers for the phones, is the fact that there's electric outlets. And, you know, I don't even think this is the future, because I honestly, okay, call me crazy, call me, maybe I'm delving into the sci-fi here, but I think it's just going to be usable batteries, like something you can just throw in your battery, you put it in somewhere else, and it's just like you're loaded with almost like strips of gum. You slide it into your phone, slide it out, situation like that, maybe not, but I just don't see people needing these that bad. Leo Min, what do you think?
From the previous history, in the past few years, we can see the development of mobile phones. Yeah. We used to have seen a lot of Android phones with the big batteries. And if the battery is, you know, have a shorter life,
You can change it.
You can change it. Yes. You can buy a new one.
Yeah.
But later, iPhone fixed the battery inside, which means you cannot take the battery out.
Unless
and
you're
then
super,
following
super
other Android phones, other Android phones follow iPhone's idea. And because they think, you know, you just use this phone for 1 or 2 years for the most, and then you will buy a new one.
Yeah.
So if the battery is bad, then it's the time for you to change one. And they can ask you to spend more money to change your phones. That's their idea.
Yeah.
That's why they don't give you a portable or changeable battery.
I'm still skeptical because, you know, New England had mentioned, like, these aren't necessarily something that's super expensive. I mean, during the Double 11 sale, people just bought tons of them. You know, why not just have your own, you know, always with you, throw it in your backpack. Maybe I'm sure there's one that's like, what's really cool about it is maybe it picks up the sun. You can charge it while you're outside and it fits in your back pocket, something like that. Call me crazy. Also, I think too, the fact that these aren't so expensive might be bad for the sharing economy of them. Also, nowadays you got battery lives that just last forever. I mean, definitely a full day. So what would you maybe be doing where you need this kind of thing? New Hong Lin, you look at me like I'm crazy.
Yes, because you are.
This is true.
China is a big country with big population. What we're saying here is not everybody will be needing this portable chargers because we don't have one. It's because there are a certain percentage of people who didn't actually plan to go out, let's say to go to a mall and have a tour, go to a park, taking pictures, all that activity demand them to have a full charged phone, which they don't usually have. And in those occasions, a portable charger would be an ideal choice. I'm not saying it's a very, let's say, mature idea already, because we can certainly see there are problems being in this business, especially from the business end of it. So, it's really easy to replace. I mean, by other business company, they can easily copy your idea and start it to provide the same kind of service and compete with you. And as well, it's possible that they are their earning model is it's just one single earning model. Yeah. You have to invite them to join your membership and pay deposit kind of thing. But still, this can be a booming industry in the future.
Well, let's,
as I see.
Let's talk about, okay, so there's currently three types of categories that these kind of business models or how they're using these mobile phone chargers fit into. Can you guys tell me what they are?
Sure. So the first one is not a portable charger.
It's not.
Just a charger.
Okay.
So that let's take Xiaodian as an example. Xiaodian is a brand. It allows users to only use the charger at where it is offered, being all the facilities offer you a wire. You can just plug yourself cell phone in and you can charge your phone. So that is not exactly portable. But the Jiedian Keji, for example, is portable. It allows users to move within a small area. So they have one machine in, let's say, one mall, and you can borrow the charger and then replace it to the exact same place. It's kind of like a vending machine, but with the function to retrieve. And the other one being Midian Keji, users can borrow the charger from place A and then return it at place B. The only thing about that one is that you have to install a lot of machines in different places in order to allow users to return.
Now, I understand, we have a little insider scoop, New Hong Lin. You have actually taken videos of people using this because it's, I mean, okay, I saw the machine. New Hong Lin's like, Ryan, you don't understand, and showed me a video of, like, these machines. They're pretty snazzy. Why don't you talk about your experience? Do you think it has a future based off of what you personally saw?
That was a great experience for me because it was during the Boao Forum time. And I think it was a sponsor of the Boao Forum. That is why all the borrowing and sending back was free of charge with no deposit. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is download the app and scan the QR code. And then a portable charger will come out and you can charge your phone and return it. And I think that is one good example because if you install one of those machines into one mall, that will allow people to charge their phone and shopping and maybe return it after your shopping experience. And that is a good idea for me.
And for my own experience, for example, when I bring my son to a park during the weekend, all of a sudden I found that my mobile phone is only half of the electricity. Then I need such a device, but I don't have it in my pocket. So if I can borrow one of those in the park, and then I can feel free to take as much pictures as possible because videoing and taking pictures really, really consume a lot of electricity. That's very, very natural for me to think about, okay, I need to use this, but they don't have this kind of services. What about in the future? Every scenic spot, every park, train station, airport, just imagine all those kind of places have this kind of services. That would be very convenient.
My idea here where disadvantages really play come to play is that, you know, it seems wherever man has touched, buildings have been constructed, an infrastructure of some sort built by us has been there. Electricity is there. Okay. And really, nowadays, you go to an airport, you go to planes, they just all, it's not like you even need your, you know, your little charging hub. You just need your USB cord because most of these places, you just plug in your USB. And even, you know, most of these cords now are like a USB cord for your charger. I also think because of those reasons, imagine this big machine like that you showed me in that video, New Honglin, that's going to cost money to have one of those, to have two of those placed in a mall where there's a bajillion malls all over the place. So you're investing so much money into a technology that I'm skeptical. I'm honestly skeptical of A, it's necessary, and B, if phone companies are investing in basically the same kind of battery. I think every phone company wants to create a new system, a new way of battery that beats the other phone companies. So in their competition, I think you'll find that this sharing economy is going to struggle in competition. But what do you think?
I think there definitely will be problems. Maybe the ones you said, maybe somehow we don't really trust these portable chargers. We don't want our personal information being stolen. That could be another problem. But the thing is, when there is a new industry thriving, there will always be problems. But if some smart businessman can tackle those problems, they can be the next, I don't know, very rich guy.
So you think, do you think though that this will have a future personally?
Steve Jobs.
Okay. But do you, okay. So I feel like you're on the fence. You're not sure. Leo Min, what do you think? Will this have a future in the sharing economy, that trend we're seeing?
Well, basically I interviewed a professor some time ago about this sharing economy. Basically she thinks the sharing bikes, the sharing cars, and the sharing these portable chargers are not real sharing economy. It's just another format of rental business. Yeah, sharing economy, in her opinion, is about sharing something that's already exists, that people do not use that frequently, and people can find immediately where this device is and it's not being used, and so I can take advantage of using it.
Yes.
So it's not about creating something new to provide for the customers to rent it. So this, basically, the sharing, the bikes, the sharing cars, and this kind of thing are trying to steal the concept of sharing economy to lure investments from the big investors. So they would have the ABC kind of rounds of investment. And then maybe one day they will go public, listed on the stock market. Boom. That's the time when they make real money. And not to mention that when you use this kind of service, you have to give them like 200 or 300 yuan of deposit money on there. So just imagine 1,000 people using this service, how much money you would collect. And by using those kind of amount of money, they can say to preach to other investors, see, we have so much money.
Yes.
Further invest us. So it's a kind of a game.
I would say that maybe all three of us are a little skeptical. Great opinion, guys. Great opinions.